I guess the rational mind would say there's no way the Nevada Athletic Commission could reinstate his boxing license, Teddy. But you know what? We're talking about a lot of money at stake here. You're talking about a hotel industry that is really suffering in Las Vegas. Could money be the biggest factor in Tyson possibly getting his license back?
It's the only factor. There's no other factor. It's not because he should be in the ring because of his behavior recently. It's not because he's stable. It's not because he's conducting himself in a way that you'd want to license him in any kind of athletic field or in any field. I think you'd be hard-pressed to give me one example of any of other major sports or any industry that would license him after that behavior besides boxing.
And the vote comes up on Tuesday. Are there five people who will vote on his license?
The way it works in Nevada is there's a panel of good people like Dr. Manny, Dr. Goodman, Mark Ratner, but then there's the commissioners. Now, that's a little more questionable. There's five, I believe you're right. And one is the son of an executive at Mandalay Bay. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, how ridiculous is that? That would be like going to George Steinbrenner and you know, you have a vote on baseball or you have a vote on the umpires, who the umpires are going to be, and you go to a panel that has George Steinbrenner's son on it. I mean, it's just ludicrous.
Do you think he'll get his license?
I think they're going to be very hard-pressed at this point with the light shining on them to license him. It's going to be very difficult. I've been told already that some of the people, it was already a done deal. You were absolutely right. The hotel industry, my sources told me, had come to the commissioners there in Nevada and basically told them, you give him his license. We need the money here. After the terrible tragedy, of course, even to make it even worse, after September 11th, the industry has been weakened. We need to fight here economically. You give him the license. You know, it works both ways. They understood what that meant. The vote was done. He was going to get his license. Now, I understand that some of the people are thinking about reversing what their vote would have been. It's going to be very difficult now for them to license him because someone like me is going to get on television and say, fine, this is what you decided to do. Let's not have a commission anymore. Why should we have taxpayers' money go to pay a commission to do something when they're not doing things when it's in simple terms like this, when what should be done is very obvious? Do what you want to do. Let the hotel industry then have a little panel to vote on these things and to make these decisions. But let's not have taxpayers' money go to pay for a commission if you can't act on something that is this simple. This person should not be licensed.